Lawfare.com.
Mr. President, I know you won't be able to laugh at any of my jokes about the Secret Service, so cover your ears if that's physically possible.
It was all about the funny in Washington, the 98th White House Correspondents' Dinner. Jimmy Kimmel gets to run the thing, be the MC. The president has to come out with his funny lines. I kind of give it somewhere in the middle. I liked Kimmel. I thought he was pretty good. I listened to the whole thing. But overall, it wasn't that much of a, there wasn't that much of an excitement in the air. Usually there's some controversy that comes out of this. But I say, who cares? It's not about the funny anymore out of D.C. It's about the serious, because there's too much going on that has us all hacked off. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name. This show, of course, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies out there where you're listening to me. Remember, you can throw in your 2 cents. We have a new number. A lot of you starting to get used to it. Woohoo! You have a memory like mine, like a steel trap. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you're looking at your phone saying, what? I hate that when people give me their name and I don't know. I have to look down at the numbers. So 5283 in that case. Don't worry. We have some other ways for you to remember it, and that's coming up on our next show when we unveil something very, very cool. This is going to be a big week here on America Tonight. Let's hope it's a big week otherwise when it comes to the buzz around the Capitol. I don't think very much is going to get done, though. There's another week off, and I don't think there's going to be much that gets done between now and November. That's always the fallback. Oh, it's an election year, and there's a lot of people who are fighting for their seats, and so what happens is things get shoved off. The question of immigration gets shoved off all the time, though. Isn't it interesting that by the time somebody decides to try to do something, it's an election year again, and it's going to get put back on the shelf unless it's convenient to trot it out. Maybe that's what it is. I was thinking the other day, I went for a walk, and it was one of those, like, I think I went for 4 miles. I just lost myself and ended up plopping down on a bench. And I was thinking, you know, what is it? Why is it? I understand differing ideologies and standing your ground when I play for this team and you play for that team and that's the way it goes. But what I don't understand is that we allow it to happen. I don't understand how we, because it's me and you, we're in this thing together. Why we allow this to happen? We got to get better people that are interested in politics to represent us, frankly, and go to D.C. I'm not saying everyone, because I could cherry pick people out that I think are going to be good, that are still in that newbie stage, and people that I think are really trying to make a difference. But honestly, for now, it's ridiculous the direction that we're headed in. And the fact that we can't have any legislation done before November, I mean, unless it's layup stuff, things that who's going to vote against it, really? So, of course, let's come up with the easiest things we can and let that go through and not really pick fights and bicker over things that matter and get something done like immigration. So I've said this before. It's pretty obvious. It's like being an ostrich and you stick your head in the sand. Oh, I got a problem. I'm just going to stick my head in the sand and maybe it'll go away. I'm in my bubble. But the bubble has burst, and all of you know it. We know the bubble has burst, and something has to happen. We need the winds of real change, not fake change, to come across this country. We really do. For the people that are part of the generations coming up, for really where we are at this time in history. If it's all about being in the present and all about now, well, now is the time. There's no more putting all these hard things off. We gotta list them on the chalkboard and go through them. Immigration, it's a killer. Immigration needs to be straightened out, legal and illegal, because the legal kind, it's just frankly not fair for the people who are busting their chops to get here And there's a good chance the people that come in under the wire are going to have the magic wand of amnesty waved over their heads. And they're staying. And the people waiting in line, filling out the paperwork, paying the attorney, trying to do everything they can to get here, are just going to continue to wait in line. And that's not right. That's not right to have that happen. Then we have the other dangling problems, like health care. And where are we headed with insurance? And what kind of health care are people getting and expecting? And we have some good health care. We have some great health care, in fact, in this nation. The problem is the convoluted things that are happening to businesses, and when it's coming to policies, what they're allowed to do. I mean, it's more insurance reform that we really need. But it doesn't matter at this point because we got Obamacare right now. And either that's staying or that's going, and something has to happen to tweak a few things before it gets that much worse. If every problem we have that's hard, we put our head in the sand like ostriches, where are we going to be in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years? Are we going to be in a place where none of us want to be? I hope not, because I still think we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and that's why it's worth cracking open this mic and inviting you to chime in. So the other question is, if we really want the winds of change, is Mitt Romney going to be the guy that's going to be able to do that? Is he going to be able to knock off an incumbent president? And it's a question that we've asked many, many times in many different ways here on America Tonight. What is it that Romney can do? Who is it that can be on the path with Romney that's going to be such a difference maker that there are independent people that are going to look at Romney and think, oh, he's just not some run-of-the-mill Republican. He's not just the establishment guy. He really is the guy who can make a difference. So when you look at the electoral votes he would need to get the presidency, he's got to get probably around 290 electoral votes for the win. So it's a very, very, as I was reading today, a very thin margin for him. Very thin margin. No Republican presidential nominee has received more than 300 electoral votes in more than two decades. How about this for facts? Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush won 426 electoral votes in 88, and that was his win over Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis. Bill Clinton, if you go to 92, 370 electoral votes. 96, 379. Obama in 2008, 365. So you do the math with me and tell me what you think he's got to win. You look at California, 55 electoral votes. New York, 29. Illinois, 20. Big numbers. Numbers that Romney would need. How does he build a successful campaign? What is it he needs to tap into? If you have the right answer for this, the Republican National Committee is probably going to want to hire you. 855-26-CASE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
People don't want to vote for a loser. They don't want to vote for someone that hasn't been successful.
Yeah, we don't want to vote for a loser. We want someone that can get this country back to where it's supposed to be. I honestly believe that. I think there's people that would disagree with me, though. If you're out there, please, I'm begging you, I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left, you know you're invited to this overnight party. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. So going in through the electoral votes, my pal Chris wrote a great article in the Washington Post talking about, okay, let's be serious about this and drill it down. What do we need to see happen here? And giving you the numbers of the electoral votes, I mean, that's key. In 2000, Bush had 271 electoral votes, one more than he needed. Of course, we know what the argument is happening there with the hanging chads eventually and everything else as you move forward. But he carried the South. He carried swing states like Nevada and Colorado or SoKay, Missouri, major. And Ohio and Florida, those are huge states. That's why Marco Rubio is featured so heavily in the possibility column as somebody who could make a huge difference. Could he really swing that many people over to voting for Romney? So if you look at a map, if Romney would win 292 electoral votes if he did what Bush did in 2004, but, you know, what's he going to carry? Can he carry Ohio, Florida, Colorado, Nevada, North Carolina, and Virginia? So it's a very, very tiny crack that he needs, a very tiny crack. Even if you look back in for margin of error, if you look back in 2008, remember, McCain had 173 electoral votes. And if Romney had the same 22 states, he would win 180 electoral votes. And doing the numbers, if his floor is at 191, as they say in the Washington Post, if it's that, with this narrow window, then, boy, there's no way he wins. He's got to win. He's got to win in the places that Bush, McCain, and all the other elephants before him, other Republicans over the last couple of decades, have tried to win. I mean, no Republican has carried Pennsylvania. Remember, that was the whole Santorum thing. Michigan or Wisconsin in the last five examples. Now, you think Michigan, you think Romney, can he do that? And what happens in Pennsylvania? It's interesting, and it goes beyond when we're talking about serious numbers here. Can he get those numbers? I mean, what are the states that he's going to really, really struggle in? And it is probably 270. I mean, he's got to get 270. Is he going to struggle in Ohio? Is he going to struggle in Florida? Is he going to struggle in Pennsylvania? Remains to be seen, but a very important question nonetheless. Got to be able to carry the states, especially the swing states. Otherwise, forget about it when we're looking at the numbers. The numbers don't work. And have you asked yourself, what if it's another repeat performance by Obama? What do you think after another 4 years we're going to be looking at in this country, especially when it comes to health care? What is going to happen with taxes, the economy? Where are we headed? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A lot of you weighing in kind of with similar thoughts as we head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one comes to us from Duke, who says, this is the first time I've ever emailed this show, Ms. Delaney. Bravo to you. No matter what, you're like the post office, how they used to be anyway. You're always there. I like it. I got to tell you who's not always there, and that's the Prez. I will also confide to you and the people in your listening audience, should you choose my email to read, that I was a lifelong Democrat, but I'm just so disgusted with the promises, with the nonsense that I've seen coming out of the White House, that I just can't go there again. So I've decided to become an independent, and honestly, I'm leaning toward Romney. No matter what people say about Romney, I actually get a good, honest sense from this guy, as honest as you can be when you're running the election for your life, the big one. You got to think that he's pulled in a million directions. I would love to have a conversation with him for 10 minutes in a room, and I bet all my questions would be answered. You know what? It's a good thing that he brings up one-on-one, mics off, nobody around to bombard them. What would it be like just to have? That was the idea behind those town halls, that you would get the real authentic person and have a chance to just walk up to the microphone and ask your question as authentically as possible. Anyway, that was the idea behind doing that, that maybe you get a better sense of what the person was really about and where they would vote and what they would do for these certain problems. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Eddie, who says, I've been listening going on in Afghanistan, and I have to tell you, I'm so disillusioned. I don't understand why we continue to throw dollars at a losing cause. I understand initially, really honestly, why we went into Afghanistan, but why do we linger? The perfect pullout would have been when Osama bin Laden was killed. That way we look like real winners leaving that country. Instead, we look like real losers. What do you think? Oh, I hope that people don't look at us like losers, because all that sacrifice for the troops and so many people who were maimed and who were trying to get back into everyday life, and so many marriages destroyed, and, you know, people that gave the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, fighting for what they believed in, our country, and supporting the agenda, supporting what we were carrying out as far as stopping the terroristic threat. So I hope anybody that comes back doesn't feel that way. We can't say enough about the people who have served. We really can't, no matter what happens, some of the horrendous things that have happened. The pressure and what it must be like to go through that has to be just absolutely unbelievable. And yes, they signed up for it, but still, there has to be some compassion. If we're going to throw compassion anybody's way, I pray that you throw it the way of the troops and not level them. And it's unfortunate there isn't some kind of a, and I think there should be, some kind of a huge, big parade, something for the people that come back. But we're not going to see that. Maybe on local levels, but we're not going to see that on a big national level anyway. It's only when the politician is doing a State of the Union or they're in a photo opportunity or whatever that you hear that. You hear that thanks, because there are people in the audience that have come back from serving in a voluntary situation, let's face it, because really that's what it is. All right, let's take another one. This one from Sam, who is listening to us in Vermont. And Sam says, long time, no talk. Ms. Delaney, it's been a very long time since I've called your show, although I want you to know that I listen and I have spread the word to my friends. I was listening to something that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, said over the weekend, talking about the president criticizing him for politicizing a lot of issues which the Dems and Republicans agree on, including the idea that we have to prevent a hike in interest rates on federal student loans. Boehner said that the president is getting some bad advice from his campaign people because he is picking fake fights, so it makes no sense. He's going after straw men every day. I think Boehner had a point. It really made me like this guy. Had no feeling for him before, but I have to say when I saw him on CNN, he made some quick, succinct points that made more sense to me than have in the past. Yeah, I think Boehner in that case is right. Why are you picking a fight with the student loan thing? Because both sides agreed on it, and have, if you go back and look through transcripts in the past, that hasn't been a problem. So why do that? Well, it's that whole bashing thing that has to be out there constantly droning in the background. Hang with us. We Can Count next.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
And boy, there are a lot of things that we have to count this time around. As always, that's why I say follow the numbers, whether it's the dough, whether it's just purely numbers of things or people, whatever it is. How about One World Trade Center going to be New York City's tallest building? That's truly the buzz in the Big Apple. The fact that it is laying claim to the tallest skyscraper, period. And some fear that this is a bad thing. There was so much debate, it took forever to decide on designs and everything else. There were so many people that didn't like the idea of erecting big things again. But workers have pushed up steel columns that are going to make its unfinished skeleton. I was there in September and saw it from the hotel room where I was staying in. Just a little over 1,250 feet high, enough to peek over the roof of an observation deck on the Empire State Building. Kind of wild, actually. And they're adding floors to what is being called Freedom Tower, but it's not expected to reach full height for about another year, And then it'll be declared the tallest building in the U.S. And the third, and a lot of people didn't know this, the third tallest building in the world after that. So, you know, bravo in a sense, because why not rebuild it? And especially with the other things that are that have gone into the World Trade Center, the memorials and whatnot that are wonderful, this adds to it, I guess. You know, you've got this, some people are kind of picking apart whether or not they should get the tallest building in the U.S., and part of the reason why is because you've got a 408-foot-tall needle, you know, 408 feet, that's going to sit on top of the roof. So does that count or no, because it's strictly not towers? So the, if the World Trade Center, if that counts, and it will, then that means it's going to be the largest. If not, it would be behind the Wills Tower in Chicago. Boy, and if you have ever been in that, you can actually, because they have one of those things where you can walk out and look down on the side of the building. There's a little outer thing that it's like what they built in a different way on the Grand Canyon, where you can go out and you're just, it looks like you're suspended in air. Oh, it's very creepy. Oh, I'm sure some people think it's the biggest thrill in the world, but I did not think it was cool. I thought it was very creepy. Either way, it doesn't matter if you go to the outside of the building or not and feel like you're suspended. Right now, that would be the tallest, but then it would be the reverse. In New York, they would get the title of the tallest. There is something about the being the biggest. So, you know, whether or not it ultimately goes down in the records books as that or not, who cares? I say it's good that they're building it high. Why would you build it smaller? Why not build it higher? They've got amazing security around this building and things that they're doing with the building. I think that will make a big difference, and, I mean, we certainly can't live in fear. That's no way to live for what's happened in the past and be a prisoner of that. So bravo that they decided to go in that direction and didn't worry about people who said, oh, why build it? You're just inviting trouble. Because, listen, with terrorists, anything can happen at any moment. At any moment, somebody can decide they're going to try to get on a plane, they're going to try to cause some problems. We've seen it after 9/11, so it's nothing new that we don't already live with in this country, and many of you listening to me in other countries know exactly what I'm talking about as well, because of the things that you also have to deal with in your countries. All right, let's move on to something else when it comes to money. The U.S. is set to release $147 million in aid to the Palestinians. Check this out. American officials are saying that they're going to restore programs for the Palestinians after the president ended a six-month funding freeze that shut down a couple of projects. So the U.S. Agency for International Development confirmed that $147 million, which pays for infrastructure, education, humanitarian aid, and health projects, yes, has been restored. Specifically, some of the things where we don't know, there's a lot of sensitivity on this. And of course there is. That's a lot of money. If you remember, this was a sticking point back in March with money that was frozen, and then they decided to, now they've decided to release it. So my question is, okay, the United States has contributed about $500 million annually to the Palestinians over the past decade, including millions to train security forces. So how trained are those security forces? What's happening? What are the specifics for that money? This is it's always vague. Why don't we get the specifics on that? I don't get it. All right, I got to go to this one. This is a sad one, and I hate to throw it into We Can Count, but it was shocking over the weekend. In St. Louis, a lot of baseball fans were celebrating. You know, it's great. The Cardinals were world champs last time around. But what happened was they were packed into a beer garden tent, about 200 fans or so, and a bunch of wind storms, really what they call a straight-line wind storm, tore down the tent. And unfortunately what happened is you had metal rods everywhere, so they acted just like in a tornado, like spears, and they injured about 100 of those 200 people. And there was one guy, one man in the tent, was hit by lightning and then died of a heart attack. Oh! And the owner of Kilroy's, the place that was putting on the event, tried to perform mouth-to-mouth on the victim but couldn't do anything. It was too late for that. So instead, you had some people that are still in hospitals. You've got a couple of people in intensive care. One's in critical condition. One's in serious. You've got a couple of people in fair condition. You have the one guy who died, which is just awful. They say the sky went black and nobody had a chance. There was just people scattered everywhere. Terrible timing. The tent rolled underneath the railroad tracks. And bad weather hit, and that was it. It was just these strange body of thunderstorms that passed through that area. And this was, unfortunately, people who turned out and they were there to celebrate. And it was just a tragic thing over the weekend. And people are putting flowers and, you know, how people put up flowers and candles and all that stuff when something happens. And that's what people have done because they really don't know how to respond to it. So they feel like that's the only thing that they can do, react to it in, you know, some other way. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorn. Read this story, too, over the weekend. A former Miss New Hampshire, I don't know if you've heard this one or not, it's very strange. A former Miss New Hampshire somehow lost her temper and got into an argument with her boyfriend and turned a little bit violent when she decided that she was going to punch, kick, scratch, and bite him. So she called the cops. They came out and separated them. And this was a woman who was crowned Miss New Hampshire, USA, in 2010. She was arrested eventually at work and charged with assault. Can you imagine that? Someone shows up at work. They don't know anything about your private life. And in they trot, and they slap the cuffs on you, and then you can bet everybody is gossiping about what could have possibly happened, that she's being arrested. And she was arrested, like I said, for losing her temper, and her boyfriend says that he couldn't stop her. Nicole Hootie is her name, but I'm thinking the guy, when they start arguing, and there was something about a cell phone call, and, you know, you got to figure there's some woman mixed into that. What is he thinking, too? You know that there's other guys that are going to say, oh, why would he call the police? Why would that happen? Couldn't he handle it on his own? So I'm sure he took some grief for that as well. And you can only imagine the headlines in the local paper. Newt Gingrich is saying adios, I'm done with this race, officially on Wednesday. It was sort of officially unofficially last week. I know I said that on the air. But I guess this just marks something that he wanted to do. So he's going to have a deal on Wednesday to say in Washington he's not going to go up against Mitt Romney for 2012. And why he's waiting and why he scheduled it for Wednesday, you know, who knows. But I'm assuming there's a method to the madness. I think Newt Gingrich won over a whole lot of people, and there's probably more speeches and more things of that sort for his future. With some of the ideas that he came up with, especially, I bet he ends up, I don't know that he ends up in some advisory role. He might end up in some advisory role with Republicans, but most likely he continues to talk on conservative issues and goes and gives a lot of speeches on the Constitution and whatnot. And I think he went over a lot of people with his knowledge, people who didn't know that about Gingrich, his knowledge of history, frankly. Because no matter what you call yourself, you can't deny that, boy, Gingrich certainly does have a good command of that and is able to pull those facts almost seemingly out of the weeds at times when he had to on the campaign trail, but he just didn't have enough of what it took to unseat Mitt Romney. Hang with us. Much more to come here on the flip side on America Tonight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If this had happened on President Clinton's watch, you can damn well bet, you can damn those Secret Service agents would have been disciplined with a very serious high five.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel making it funny. He was leading the charge at the Correspondents' Dinner, the 98th time there's been one in Washington. It's a big deal. A lot of celebs show up from Hollywood and other rock stars of different industries, so to speak. Some who you have no idea who they are, and others you might actually recognize their names. I like to call this segment what we heard in the headlines. And checking out the headlines, I think, across the country, it makes for interesting conversation because of sometimes the way it's skewed. The Los Angeles Times, if you were to pick up the Times on Monday, you would see a headline, Romney faced challenge on gay marriage in Massachusetts. So talking about the fact that, like the headline says, what his response was alienated some people on both sides when Massachusetts' highest court, the Supreme Court there, ruled in favor of same-sex marriage. It was tough for him to straddle that line. Thus, they're pointing to the flip-flopping thing for Romney. The other big headline was police wait for FAA clearance to fly drones, because they're talking about these remotely piloted drones that of all kinds of shapes and sizes and speeds and whatnot that are going to be buzzing along the California coastline. How about that? Pretty interesting, because that's controversial, as you can imagine, just like drones are in general. So now we're talking about drones here up in town in L.A. Now, along the border, boy, that makes sense, doesn't it? But then you talk about airspace and, you know, how far a drone is allowed to go in that, like, the area, one of the major border crossings, Tijuana, and could get a little bit sticky there. All right, let's go from one coast to the other. The New York Daily News, even though the Post usually has the saucier headlines, what they're saying in the Daily News, this is sad, and this is the lead story pretty much in New York City. And this was the headline in the Daily News. I don't want to be alive. Family of crash victims struggle after losing loved ones. And that was the whole headline. And they're talking about the fact that this family, seven people were killed when their SUV fell 60 feet off an overpass and went, tumbled into an area that was being remodeled in the Bronx Zoo. And it was one of those shocking, terrible things where they were hit and their car spun and ultimately hit a median and then flew over the guardrail. And it would be a shocking thing for any family to get that phone call, especially because, you know, the family had all just been together where they had celebrated the first communion of one of the 10-year-old children. Her name was Jocelyn Gonzalez, and she was part of the people who died when they went over the Bronx River Parkway. So you had a whole family that was there, and they were all from the, there were people that came in from the Dominican Republic, and you had really three generations of people that were wiped out in the crash. And that would have to be very, very tough for the people that got the phone call and now have to deal with this tragedy of burying these people and saying goodbye and just being shocked by having just seen them and celebrating something and being all together with an entire extended family. It's one of those things that you just shake your head. And when we find out what the reason for the crash was, I think that'll be interesting, because was there something that happened there? Was it just a freak thing? Was it speed involved, or what was it that led to this thing happening? I go to the USA Today because, of course, being a national show, a lot of people, if you travel, you pick up the USA Today. You might never read it unless you're stuck in an airport somewhere. It's easy. It's got the clipped headlines, and it gives you the up-to-date stuff that you probably want to see. And if you picked up the USA Today, you'd hear about that family, the seven people that died there. You'd hear about the World Trade Center surpassing the Empire State Building as the tallest building in New York, and some of the debates over whether that's a smart thing, I guess, or not. The other thing that you would definitely see in the paper with national and world headlines is a report about nursing homes wrongly prescribing drugs. And they're saying that a lot of nursing homes are using antipsychotic drugs in people who seem agitated or seem combative, but they shouldn't be allowed to administer any kind of powerful sedative, which I think I would agree with. The Globe did a 19-month investigation, and they got all this information they culled together thanks to the Freedom of Information Act and found all kinds of things at different nursing homes, including that at one rehab place in Beverly, Massachusetts, that 19% of the people who didn't have a diagnosis for the drugs that they were recommended that they were getting. And, of course, the danger is the side effects. What about dizziness and blood pressure and heart rhythm and blurred vision? And think about people struggling with dementia or something else, and it just makes you kind of shake your head and wonder why would they do that? Why would they just go ahead and use the stronger stuff? I don't understand why they wouldn't be more careful in those nursing homes. Maybe I'm answering my own question. There are probably some people that do it really well, and some of you have seen that. And then there are people that do it very, very badly. And, of course, we're going to hear about the ones that do it very, very badly versus the others, because I know some people that run a nursing home, they do a great job, and that's just too bad for the other people. Let's bounce around here for a quick second. As I said, it's interesting to check the headlines to me to see how different they are from various parts of the country. And since I just mentioned Boston, how about the Boston Herald? What are the top things that they are throwing out as the biggest buzz in New England, or certainly in the Boston area anyway? So if you were to pick up the Boston Herald, you would see this headline: ex-army sniper gunned down. And they're talking about a former army guy who was trained to spot the enemy where people couldn't see, and he was shot in Boston, in what they say is a terrible area in the theater district, just a senseless killing. And the police are, of course, terribly upset by this and calling on people to be careful. And here he turned out to be this guy who was just incredibly skilled at what he did. And it's so shocking that he would come home and this is how he would end up after having served again and again, to come home and be killed in your own backyard is another one of those head shakers where people are looking at getting on the train, or they're running past their local convenience store, whatever it is, or they get the paper delivered and they see that and they just, there aren't great words for that. When somebody has been in some of the most horrific situations, and you would think when they come back to their own neighborhood or in and around their own neighborhood that they would be okay, but that's not the case. So he's just 23 years old, and he survived a tour in Afghanistan, but some of the deadliest missions you can imagine. But it was before 2 o'clock on Saturday morning, and he was shot in the back, taken to the hospital, and died at the hospital. So he serves the country for 3.5 years, and a random person kills you. Now, how do you pull a gun out on someone and do that? And this was a kid who was so proud to have served, and I guess that's what his family has to take with them because of trying to make sense of something that just cannot make sense of, that it was one of these random things, and he was absolutely in the wrong place at the wrong time. Certainly not thinking it's a very, very busy time of night. There were people around. Nobody saw anything. Nobody understands what happened, and I hope they hunt those people down and the cops get a hold of them and try them, get them out there for gunning down this guy who had just come back from serving the nation. Unbelievable. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me. AmericaTonight.net.